So on the news today, it's suggesting that children under the age of the Facebook entry point is 14, so any child that's younger than that is still accessing Facebook, and children in general are spending too much time online. And this is really quite interesting, not because the news is interesting, but because it's not the first time I've heard this as a news piece. And I think previously, when it was mentioned, it was glossed over and it was a bulletin. And now it's on morning TV, and you can probably guarantee that it won't get followed through to daytime TV or to the 10 o'clock news. But give it a couple of months and it might do. And in short, there, my synopsis of how the future might pan out for the news and Facebook usage and children using the internet. That's my idea of how it's going to happen. It's going to get worse. And the reason for that is just because everyone does go online. If you're an adult, you go online. It's part of your job to use the internet to check your emails. And the children, well, adults now are a little bit running to the ground. The economic climate means that they're maybe working from home. They've got to work a little bit extra hard, and they don't want to be on the computer because they've done that at work, so they might have a break from it. And it's really interesting to see that the children are now taking on the use of the internet, but the only real sufficient tool for them isn't, well, it could be emails, but aside emails, it would have to be Facebook. It's quite interesting to see the American market, the American youth market, take up Twitter on the internet, and that's their rise. And I guess it's the same as the UK being heavily populated with SMS, and the Americans don't like text, so now they've taken Twitter, and we've taken to Facebook. More hours are always going to be spent with children online because that's just the world we live on. But part of it is the adults, and I think it's quite key to try and transform that at both ends. And I think what's really interesting is, for me as a communications type person, as a designer, understanding brand is that the simplest of words can be changed and developed in such a way. And in the past couple of decades, we've seen words like sound being put into the dictionary, and common usage of the word fit, ugly, sick, and bad. Those are the first ones that come up in my head. And these are all typical examples of words that I use with opposite meanings. And I think that those were very real experiences. However, we're probably going to see a new influx with these children going online at an early age. We'll see them actually developing new words through the use of the internet, and this is a new area of which communication and vocabulary will actually change. And I think it's ever more interesting to get a grip of what children and young people may be doing and what adults are doing that affect them, because this is the way that we understand ahead of time the trends that might be upcoming and how people actually do or don't communicate as adults now. And if children are doing some of the adult-like things, then they're not going to be doing the same when they're adults, that their trends will change. And it's all really quite interesting just to understand and take a sit back and a breather to understand that, well, yeah, digital media and the use of technology now is so different. So why is it that people haven't clocked on sooner that the use of communication is going to change, and it is different, and it's not quite got to the masses, even though we believe it has? I don't think it has. There's still a lot of change in how people communicate yet to come.